Welcome to Freedom Slay Podcast, where fempreneurs, side hustlers, and entrepreneurs come to fast track their success. If you're a millennial girl boss, listen, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any of the goods, because every week you're going to get the tools that you need to slay your business goals to create a life of time and financial freedom. I'm Gennette Jones, your host and Freedom Slayer in charge here. Let's begin.
Welcome back. Or welcome if this is your first time to episode 52 of the Freedom Slay podcast. Today we're going to be talking about manifestation, and it's not going to be a long episode. I just wanted to share the things that I've done that have really helped me get my mind and my energy aligned for the things that I want in life. And I'm going to specifically touch on a recent manifestation, which was appearing on Amy Porterfield's podcast. So if you don't know who Amy Porterfield is, she is a business genius. She has a podcast called Online Marketing Made Easy that I've been listening to from the beginning. Back in 2015, I used to listen while in my cubicle, just dreaming up ways to get up out of there. And I wanted to be on the podcast. Obviously, back then I had zero value to add to the podcast because I wasn't doing anything entrepreneurial. I was just starting to do my book, but I hadn't really gotten into the swing of things for business. But I recently appeared on it. In fact, it is episode number 333. She's been in it for the long haul. As you can tell, I'm episode 333. And on that episode, I'm sharing how I made my 70K in 7 days with the first launch of my Cubicle Ditch Academy, which was back in fall 2019 when I dropped that. Actually, no, it was winter because I launched from the end of November to the very beginning of December. So yeah, that's technically the beginning of winter. That's neither here nor there. The point is I manifested that, and Amy gets in front of millions of people. Her podcast has so many people listening in on it because it's just such great information. So I was just really so grateful to even be on there. But I want you to know this didn't happen overnight, and this definitely didn't happen by chance. So first off, if you want to know about that 70K in 7 days, I suggest you go check out Online Marketing Made Easy after you listen to this one, of course, because not only do I talk about how I made it, but I give step-by-step actual actionable steps that you can do as well that can help you do the same with the launch of your product or service, specifically if you have like an online course it'll be super helpful for. So I suggest you take a listen to it. And I get into detail more so than I have on any other podcast or interview in general about my hostage situation when I was held at gunpoint. And I'm not going to get into too much details about that because I want you to listen to it over on her podcast and then check her out on Instagram, take a screenshot and let her know that I sent you. Okay, so let's talk about how this happened, because I think a lot of people have a misconception about manifestation. Manifestation isn't magic or even woo-woo, though a lot of people who's often selling things surrounding it like to make you think it is, because it just, I guess, sounds cool, right? But it's really just the merge of your desire with your reality that occurs when energy is aligned. And now before you say, well, that sounds kind of woo-woo to me, Gennette, allow me to explain. Because everything is energy. That's not woo-woo. That's science. A house, money, that thing you're sitting on right now listening to this podcast, whether it be your bed or the chair or the couch or whatever, right? It's all energy. Manifesting a happier demeanor. It's all energetic. And I'm sure you've heard people talk about having like nervous energy and cleaning, etc. Same, same, okay? And if the thing you want and where you are aren't currently aligned or in alignment, I should say, it means it's not in your reach at the moment. So the goal is to bring them both together, to move you to a spot that opens you up for the thing you desire. Kind of reminds me of that show. I don't remember what it was called, but it was around the same time as Supermarket Sweep. So we're talking way back when, right? You're millennials. You should know what I'm talking about. And they went in a booth and like money was falling from the sky or whatever, in the booth or whatever. I'm saying sky, but you know, the top of the booth. And if you don't open your arms or open your hands or something, open your shirt to grab that money, you're not going to get it. So it's the same thing. And in regards to Amy's podcast, I made myself available and open to be a guest on there by first making sure that I had something to offer, because I don't want to just be a guest just to be a guest, right? I want to make sure that I've built up something that's reputable, but also that can deliver massive value to her audience, because I just think things are better when it's like an equal exchange, right? So I say all of this to say the first and foremost piece of me manifesting this was, one, knowing what it was that I wanted. So I had to be clear with my vision. And not only was I clear that I wanted to be on Amy's podcast, but I wrote this down. So I've written it down in handwriting, but I've also typed it into my notes app. If you go on my Instagram and scroll back a bit, you're gonna see the day the podcast went live, which I believe was August 27th this year. So I was clear on that. But like I said before, I also had something to offer, right? And I believe those two things go hand in hand. Having something available for that thing you desire. Again, remember I said, it's like that even exchange, like trying to manifest a car without a license or without a place to put the car or whatever. You know, it just, to me, it doesn't make it happen, especially not as fast as you may desire it to. You have to have that piece in place, and that piece in place makes it easier for you. So, and I'm just using a car as an example, but it could be anything really. So often people say they want $1 million. And one of the first questions I ask is, so what are you going to do when you get that $1 million? Because I believe part of being in alignment and aligning those energies of where you are and where you want to be is being clear on, once you get there, what's going to be happening with it. And of course, we can't predict the future, and we won't know every single piece, and plans get broken and all those things. But I think that it helps your brain to get in the wavelength of that thing you desire when you have some idea of how it's going to be utilized. So just to recap, because I know that you may be like, huh, what are you talking about? The first steps, because I said first twice when I was talking. One thing is, you want to be really clear on what it is that you desire. And the other thing is, you want to be prepared for that thing. So like people who are trying to manifest a partner, how would life be when you have a partner? Will you be living together? Okay, maybe you want to start preparing the space in the closet to make room for others, or maybe you're going to move there, or whatever it is. Maybe you want to scale back some of your things, or maybe you want to start working out so you're in your healthiest shape so you can live your best life with them and mountain climb, like whatever it is, right? But you want to start preparing yourself. And to the Amy point was, I started preparing myself. Like, my business obviously was much bigger than, you know, just wanting to get on Amy's podcast, right? This is one of the goals that I had, one thing that I wanted to manifest. So I didn't start a business to get on her podcast, but I knew that by starting a business and being able to provide value for those who needed the thing that I had, it would open doors up for me to do things that I want to do and manifest things that I wanted. And getting on Amy's podcast was just one of those things, because I knew that I couldn't get on there the thing I was listening to unless I had something to get on there for. And I had no idea what that would look like. I, you know, didn't have a clear vision like that. Like, I had no idea that I'd do 70K in 7 days and that's what we'll be talking about. But I was confident AF that I was going to be on there one day for something, right? So you have to be clear on the thing that you want to manifest, but you don't have to have all the details clear. I guess that would make more sense to say. So every single detail needn't be, you know, mapped out, and you don't have to know how it's going to happen per se. But I did have written down that I wanted to be on Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. So I knew that I wanted to be on there and I wanted to share massive value with her audience. However, for other things that I have more control over, for instance, like the launch of my course that I had, or, you know, something that I'm putting out, I have a very special thing that I do as far as it relates to writing it down. A future script, and if you will. And I actually get into more details about that on that episode with her. So again, that's episode 333 of her podcast. But I want to move on to other things that I use, or things that I do, I should say, to help bring me in alignment with the things I desire as well. I truly think the most important piece of the manifestation puzzle, if you will, is your mindset, having your mind right. And a big piece of having your mind right is ensuring that you're super conscious of what it is you're consuming. Sometimes things we think we enjoy are actually bringing us down and lowering our vibe, killing our vibe. Don't kill the vibe, guy, right? Like, it's just doing that thing that makes us kind of miserable. So maybe that's celebrity gossip you're consuming. Maybe you're opening up Twitter comments and, you know, somebody's agitating you in the comments because they're talking about some latest drama or political scandal or whatever it is, right? Some of this stuff may be interesting to you, but how do you feel after you interact with it? And what can you replace that time with instead? So for me, I like to focus on surrounding myself, and I talk about this often, surrounding myself with more uplifting things. And it doesn't mean I'm listening to, like, you know, some fancy song that's all about smiling and happy or whatever, but it's things that raise my vibration. So things that make me feel good, right? So maybe that's if I'm doing, let's say I'm writing a book. I'm going to use that as an example. Let's say I'm writing a book. You know, I'll start watching YouTube videos about writing and publishing and all the different pieces of it because I think that's important and it will get me in alignment with that. Because once you start doing it the way the internet algorithms work, you're going to start seeing so much more things popping up on your feed because of it, which means less things on your feed that are lowering your vibe, right? But I like to do it, like I said, consciously. And that may mean unfollowing people and accounts that just make you miserable, or not necessarily make you miserable, but just lower your vibe. Another thing I do is I change the passwords on my stuff, and it surrounds things that I'm doing or looking to do or looking to manifest. And it's not simple things like, let's say I want the new Jordan shoe. I don't, but let's say I did. You know, I wouldn't change the password to Jordan 44. I don't even know what number he's on now, but I should have asked my husband before I started recording. But not, you know, Jordan 44, but getting really creative with it. Like maybe J, because, I mean, passwords are important. We should probably do a whole episode on the importance of that. I should have a security pro on here to talk about it. But like maybe the A in Jordan is an at symbol and, you know, it's an exclamation somewhere in between and, you know, whatever. You want to be creative with it. And maybe the 44 is at the beginning or in between the word or whatever. You just want it to be a word or a phrase that makes sense to you. So maybe it would be, I need Jordan 44s, right? And the two E's in need are threes. So I, so maybe it's a lowercase I, then a capital N for need, and then 33 D, Jordan with the A, that's an at symbol, 44 exclamation mark or something, right? So I create a phrase around what it is that I want, and that just plants like a little message in your subconscious every single day you're typing this in. So I like to do this on services or things that I use often. So passwords that I'm going to be typing in frequently, because that plants, like I said, that subliminal message in your mind. And you start remembering it more often. And when that comes to mind, it gets you excited. Like it creates that little spark, that desire, because you're not just writing random things. It's things you truly want to manifest. And that puts you in alignment with the things that you desire. Another hack I do is change the home screen image on my phone or my laptop. And you can either write something and take a picture of it. Maybe it's a house you saw on some real estate company site or whatever, and you want to save that to your camera reel and edit to the front screen. Or it could be something like a vision board you create on Canva and download it and put it on your screen saver or whatever. But whichever way you do it, it doesn't matter nearly as much as the fact that you're looking at your phone so many times a day. So every single time you go to open your screen, that's going to be there. And it's going to be, again, that quick reminder, because your home screen disappears really quickly. So when I should say your lock screen. So the screen that pops up, right? And you can put it on your home screen too, the background of like your apps or whatever on your phone. But the point is, it's something you're going to see so frequently that you're constantly telling your subconscious mind, like, I need this, you know, like this is what I'm bringing to me. And you get excited whenever you see it, because again, it's something you truly want to do. You want to manifest. So I get into so many more things, and I get into even some of these things in greater detail of how I use them personally on that podcast with Amy. So again, make sure you check it out. Episode 333 of Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, make sure you take a screenshot and tag me over on Instagram at Gaynete, G-A-Y-N-E-T-E. Yep, just one T. Speak soon.
Okay, I see you, Freedom Slayer. You stayed through to the end, which tells me that you likely enjoyed this episode. Listen, if you haven't already, do your sister a favor by heading on over to the iTunes store to leave a review for the podcast. It'll help others like you find a benefit from it. And look, it also helps with the rankings. Hashtag transparent AF. I appreciate you.